what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, I hope everybody's keeping happy and healthy. Boy, you know, song and music are the perfect things to heal the soul in times of adversity. And for a lot of the people that are around me, I've been singing and telling them to smile and put on a happy face, because guess what? This could be your last day, right?
Are you bellowing out, "We shall overcome"?
Yes. Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Well, today, you know, we're going through a lot of stuff with this COVID-19. And so I wanted to dedicate the show to really talk about some of the restaurants, some of the, you know, entities here in the Coachella Valley, you know, stores that are having to change their hours, having to change their whole model of what their business is all about. So in the first half hour, we're going to have Andy Mahaffey, who is the general manager of Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. We're also going to talk to him about Rick's Desert Grill. And then we're going to have Willie Ryan from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. And then in the second half an hour, we'll have Bill De La Campa, who is Nature's Health Food and Cafe owner, and Craig Johnson, who is the assistant executive director for JFS Desert. He's going to talk about how you can get counseling, because during this rough time, especially restaurateurs and small retail stores are, you know, getting hit the hardest. You got to have somebody to talk to, you know, and really help you through. So joining us on the phone is Andy Mahaffey. He's the general manager of Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Did I butcher your last name?
No, you did it perfect. Thank you.
So
you're the first one.
Yeah. So we met a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the red dress party and stuff like that. And, you know, during that period of time is when all these restrictions started coming down with all the restaurants. Now, you guys are under restrictions like many of the other restaurants in Palm Springs. Kind of walk us through what you've had to do to kind of change your business model during this time.
Yeah, definitely. So as of a couple days ago, there was the social distancing where we could have up to 10 people per room within our restaurant at any given time with the 6 feet of separation. And that since changed. So now we're just the curbside service, the takeout, and we just signed up for Uber Eats and Grubhub, and we're waiting on that to get approved so we can start participating in a couple of those programs as well to get people their food. And today was our first day where I'm actually taking to-go orders and delivering the food to a lot of our regulars and locals who are doing some of this staying inside.
Self-quarantine, yeah.
Yeah, the self-quarantine stuff. So today I delivered food myself personally to a bunch of our locals and our regulars so that they could get their food and we could keep trying to make some money and keep our employees working and keep our doors open.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is making sure that you don't lose all those great employees that you've worked so hard. And you guys are pretty well established as far as the people that have worked for you have been there for a long time.
I mean, oh yeah, we've some of our girls have been here 18 years. Yeah. Rick and Carla started Rick's Restaurant in 1985, so we've been part of Palm Springs community for a long time.
Definitely one of my favorites.
Thank you for that. And we have, and it's a family business. I'm Rick's son-in-law. I'm married to his daughter. My sister-in-law, Adeline, works with me, co-manages. My brother-in-law, Nick, runs the Rick's Desert Grill. My wife's over there. So it's a family affair. Our employees are family. They've been here with us for years, from our line cooks to our back kitchen, our servers. So it's for us, our priority is doing whatever we can to make sure that those people who have been through us with us for so long can pay their bills, that our customers, especially those who are in a different, you know, the older age bracket, that they can get some good food. And it's comfort food for them. Rick's Restaurant is a comfort place where there's a smile on your face. Everybody, you know, it's the Cures of Palm Springs, if you will. And we, you know, they love the smile and the service, and everybody's happy. And in these uncertain times, that's huge.
Well, and most restaurants here in the Coachella Valley see a downturn in the summer months. How do you see this differently in terms of, you know, we're in peak season right now and you've got this slowdown? I mean, once we're on the other side of this, of course, things will go back to normal. But, you know, we're in peak season and then we're going to have this kind of ripple effect into the summer. I mean, what are you guys forecasting and planning so that it doesn't get worse as far as business through the summer months?
So a couple of things that we've done. We've reached out to our regulars. We've sent out emails letting people know, hey, we're here. You can get your food, order it. We're keeping our doors open. Come in, get some takeout. Starting some delivery services. So people here in Palm Springs know that, hey, you know, I can still call and Andy can bring me my food right to my door. I don't need to leave. I don't need to jeopardize my safety and my health. And we're cutting down. We have to cut down. It's just part of all of this. You have to cut down your hours. You have to cut down your payroll. You have to cut down your expenses. We're getting ready to implement. Our hours are going to change from 6 a.m. where we normally open to 2. We're not going to open till 8. We found that we didn't have any business between 6 and 8. So there's a lot of adjustments being made. We're getting a lot of feedback from our locals that are telling us some of the things that they would like to see, like Rick's Desert Grill. They're no longer doing breakfast or lunch. They're opening up at 4 p.m. and strictly only doing dinner. So really financial impacts are huge with this. And then once this hopefully ends and gets over with quickly, then we roll right into the summer months. So this is going to be a long haul regardless of how quickly or slowly this coronavirus is. We're still going to be faced with some financial impacts for several months to come.
You're right. We're talking with Andy Mahaffey. He's the general manager of Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. What is the website for Rick's Restaurant?
So it's ricksrestaurant.biz.
Okay. And then for Rick's Desert Grill, it's ricksdesertgrill.com. If you want to give them a call and find out how you can get DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, call 760-416-0090. That's for Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. And then if you want Rick's Desert Grill, it's 760-325-2127. Give us kind of an idea of what Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. You know, when I started researching before the show, I was like, yeah, you know, they really do a lot of baked goods. They see that counter right as you are paying for your meal. You guys do a lot of cakes and cookies and stuff like that as well.
Oh yeah, and we're famous for our massive cinnamon rolls that everybody sees there in the baked goods section. But pies, cakes, bundt cakes, we have our Cuban flan, which is really good. If you love the texture of flan and the taste of flan, Cuban flan is really good. And along with the American food, the coffee shop that we do the diner style, we also have a bunch of original Cuban recipes that were Rick's mother's from when they were living in Havana, Cuba. So there's a lot of authenticity with the Cuban food, and it's just a great place to go. The portions are hearty and the food is fresh and it's consistent. And it's just a great, our soups are fabulous. We make them all in-house with Rick's
recipes.
And
you always have like 10 different kinds on the menu.
Oh yeah. And that's one of the things that we've had that has kind of suffered is because hours have been cut in the back kitchen, we're not getting as many variations of the soup. So we've got some customers who aren't too happy about that, but we're going to try to pick that back up.
Hey, Andy, this is John. I have a question about how this has changed your operation, not just in terms of having people come to pick up food or having it delivered, but because food is going out that way, people obviously want food that's going to be warm and serve well. So what kind of challenges does that present for you as a business operator in food and hospitality to make sure that the food is as fresh and hot as it can be when it still gets to the customers? And what are you guys doing to accommodate that in terms of packaging that you send it out to your customers in?
So right now we haven't made really any adjustments. It's a 10-minute process. We tell all of our customers who are calling in, hey, 10 minutes, it's going on the line right now to be prepared. And most of the to-go orders in the curbside, the people that come in and they don't even order on the phone, they order right there in person, we prepare it and give it to them, they take it. However, as this begins to become more of the norm for right now, we're probably going to implement some of the self-contained heating bags, you know, if I'm doing more of the delivery to keep the food warm and hot. Right.
And it would seem like soup would be the perfect thing to be able to, you know, come pick up and do takeout. A little styrofoam container, heat it up a little bit when you get it home.
Yeah, the soup is fabulous. A lot of people order quite a bit of our soup, and then they have even told us they freeze it, and then when they want some more, they just throw it in the microwave and eat it again. It's just as good. So they can do that as well.
Well, what I like about getting from a restaurant like you is when you go into the grocery store, you know, they're selling all these soups, and you turn around and you look at the label, and you see how many preservatives and chemicals they put in there to keep it fresh for weeks. When, you know, you guys are making it fresh every day and using fresh and natural ingredients.
Oh, yeah. We do. Juan Carlos, who is our prep chef in the back, does a fantastic job. 5-6 days a week, he's making fresh soup in huge quantities, and it's delicious. And he makes it all with fresh ingredients. Everything we get from produce to our meats, we're prepping it, the whole thing, 100%.
Well, Rick, that's about all the time we have for this segment. Thank you, Andy. Rick's Restaurant and Bakery. Andy is the general manager of Rick's Restaurant and Bakery and also is involved with Rick's Desert Grill. You can go to ricksdesertgrill.com and give us the website again for Rick's.
ricksrestaurant.biz.
All right. Support our local merchants and our local restaurants. Thank you for being on, Andy. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Thanks, Jeff.
And we will continue with more conversation coming up on Delish Dish. Stay with Jeff Hawker right here on iHub Radio.
We also wanted to let you know Coachella Valley stores with early opening hours, because people are hoarding, they're really limiting hours, but they also want to make sure that seniors and people with disabilities are able to get in. Gelson's store, 7 to 8 a.m., they're opening early. Vaughn's, 7 to 9 a.m. Smart and Final, 7:30 to 8. Stater Brothers, 8 to 9 a.m. And Dollar General, first hour open. And that's for seniors and people with disabilities. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
I am a huge fan of our next guest on our radio show, Willie Rhine, who is the owner of 849 Restaurant and Lounge here in Palm Springs. How you doing today, Willie?
I am good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. You always have a positive attitude, even though we're going through a lot of changes with our business models lately. Give us an idea Give us an idea of what you have been doing to kind of change to keep up with the restrictions and the different mandates that the city and the county are doing on you guys?
Well, currently I'm actually working on our to-go menu. We've created a smaller menu, which is a little more manageable and a little more affordable. So I'm working on that as we speak.
I would imagine
that's going to be online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would imagine because of the quality that you guys always demand in the restaurant, you want to deliver that same quality to your customers.
Exactly. So, and that's the challenge for us because some of the items are expensive to make. So we needed to come and create some new items that we, from ingredients that we already have in the restaurant, and still keep that same quality, service, etc.
Can you give us an idea of some things that you've already put on that menu?
Well, the menu will definitely have some of the favorites, the 849 burger, for example, the veggie burger, the 849 Cobb salad. Some of the new items will have, again, the menu is going to be an all-day menu from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and then from 5 until 8. So we've kept some egg dishes for the morning, and we've kept some staple dinner items for evening. But this menu will be available all day.
Have you...
We've added a couple of items that are going to be what we're calling family style. So it'll be for a family of four. We're going to do an Irish stew with puff pastry, beef tenderloin, carrots, and potatoes. We'll do a penne primavera, a fusilli pasta with chicken. So those items can just be shared with a family of four or a group of friends.
Have you changed the pack? You know, anytime anybody, you know, wants to take something home with them, have you changed the packaging for your delivery or pickup service?
Not yet.
But as you develop the menu, you might change that a little bit just to make sure that everything comes fresh and hot or cold.
Well, no. The to-go container, we've been doing to-go items since we opened the restaurant.
Right.
So the containers that we have will keep the food cold or fresh as needed. So there's really not a lot to change at the moment. Everything's sealed in a plastic container, and the food will arrive fresh and hot or cold.
I guess I didn't know that because I never take home anything because I always eat everything when I come into the restaurant.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, the food is so amazing.
Thank you.
John's going to ask you a question.
We also know, I mean, anybody who's been around town knows that the 849 delights that come out of your kitchen also play a big role in terms of catering in this town. How has your catering business been impacted by what's going on with this COVID-19 situation?
Oh my goodness, that was the first huge blow to us. We lost every single event for the month of March and April, and I'm getting cancellations for May. So that was a huge hit. March would normally be one of our busiest months. Thank you.
Yeah,
March would normally be one of our busiest months in the restaurant or in the whole hospitality industry in Coachella Valley. March is the highest month for everyone, so Everyone's taken a huge hit.
You're also the official caterer for the O'Donnell Golf Course. Has that been impacted?
Yes. It's a restaurant also, so we have to close that restaurant and stop food service over there. Everything shut down.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to get through this at some point. It's just we're all hoping it's sooner than later. Give us an idea of some of the different services that you guys use for your takeout and delivery.
So at the moment, we're doing delivery via Grubhub, Postmates, and Uber Eats. We have a curbside pickup available at the restaurant. Depending on the need, we may introduce our own delivery service. Pretty much the reason that we're doing the to-go items is A, to keep people fed, and B, to try and keep some of our staff employed.
Of course.
There's a few people that I want to keep here. So, unfortunately, everyone has been laid off, or the most people have been laid off, which is a huge, huge, huge impact on everyone.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show today, Willie. Their phone number is 760-325-8490. The website is 849.com. That's EIGHT, the number 4, and NINE.com. Thank you, Willie, and hang in there, buddy. We're going to get through this.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll see you soon. In our next segment, we'll have Bill De La Campa, who's the owner of Nature's Health Food and Cafe. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Well, as we're all dealing with the COVID-19 and the mandates from Riverside County and from the state of California, virtually every business in the Coachella Valley has had to change their business model and try to readapt and really save all of their employees so that they can continue and provide great service. With us right now is one of my long-term friends and good buddies, Bill De La Campa, who is the owner of Nature's Health Food and Cafe. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having us.
Well, and in fact, you've had to change your model a bit. I was just in the store yesterday, and just the way you're handling the business, and it looked like you got rid of a lot of the tables inside. Was that mandated as well?
Yes, and actually we're doing it not just because it's mandated, because it's the wise and prudent thing to do.
So you are, for me, you're the epicenter of health for me in the Coachella Valley and for a lot of people who rely on all of your great, you know, nutritional food as well as supplements. Give us an idea of some of the things you're doing currently as this COVID-19 kind of wreaks havoc through our community.
Okay, just real quick, so you know, every time you walk into the hospital, people are in the bed, they usually have oxygen going into their nose. And the reason they do that, everybody has oxygen, because oxygen combats and fights infection and viruses. That said, one of the things you want to do is oxygenate all the cells of the body. Every single cell in our body stores and requires oxygen. So a high pH water, pH stands for potential hydrogen, there's the oxygen, is drink a lot of high pH water. Fiji water is good. We have chlorella. We have different algae that actually oxygenate the cells. We have magnesium iodine, which is important because that kills infection also as well. But we have soursop, which is guanabana in Spanish. That oxygenates the cells. It combats virus. These are important things, and we're just selling a lot of that product because that actually is what's going to combat the virus. Also, people in their homes should have plates with yellow onions, sliced onions, like a small pancake, if you will, maybe about a quarter-inch thick, and crushed garlic all around it. That combats airborne infection. So does clove and eucalyptus. And you can put it in the essential oils in a diffuser for airborne infection. Keep your shoes outside of the house. Continuously wash your hands. Dose yourself with vitamin C daily, maybe 3,000-5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. But in the store, we have the products that combat virus and infection because they oxygenate the cells. I can't emphasize it enough.
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of chlorella. I use that in my protein drinks. Does that also help, like, if you have neuropathy problems?
Yes, chlorella is a myriad of different facets. It's the trace minerals, aminos. It's the highest natural form of concentrated chlorophyll, which cleanses and purifies cleanses and purifies the blood of fungus and parasites. It also crosses the meninges, the blood-brain barrier, and detoxes heavy metals, so we won't ever have issues with Parkinson's or dementia. It oxygenates the cells. It's 60% plant-based protein, so it's like eating a steak. You won't be hungry for a long time. I mean, it's everything. It's great for toddlers, grown-ups, plants, pets. Chlorella is a go-to product for us. That's what the dinosaurs lived off of. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have my wife here with me right now, Jeff. She is actually the CEO of our company, and her name is Erin. Erin, you want to jump in here and share something?
Hi, good morning, Jeff. I guess we're actually afternoon. In any case, I was thinking about your question, what we're doing. And we had initially decided that we wanted to limit the amounts that people could purchase because we wanted to make sure, since we have such a small shop, to make these wonderful items available to more than, you know, three or four people. So I'd say at least a week ago, if not 10 days, we had implemented, please, you know, limit one or two of supplements. Then we recently, after we had a couple out-of-towners come in and clean out big chunks of groceries, had put up signs saying, let's, you know, take a moment to calm down and be loving and limit groceries as well to two.
How is your supply chain been on the back end?
Only one time earlier this week on Tuesday, I think we didn't get half of what we normally get. It was really disappointing. But today, our buyer, Curtis Condit, was pretty excited. He thought we got about 3/4 of what we had ordered. And our direct suppliers for specific supplements, they're pretty good about giving us what we need. For example, Young Living has been more than generous with the supply they're giving us of Thieves Essential Oils, which is a blend of oils that got its name from another time in history where there was a huge outbreak and influenza, and they were using it to protect themselves, these blends of oils, as they would go and pilfer the grave sites of those who had died. Now, that's pretty morbid.
Yeah.
And they died of influenza, so the Thieves Essential Oil actually protected them from the virus.
As they were picking their pockets.
Right. It's a pretty morbid story in time and history, and I can't give you all the details of it, but that'll be something fun to Google for everybody stuck at home about thieves. And so we've been assured by the Young Living Company. We did have our doTERRA be a little limited. They were really – we had ordered 8, and they sent 1. That was a little disappointing.
Another essential oil company.
But really, everybody's come through. I mean, we, too, live in a very wealthy, very affluent country, you know. We may have been a little shorter because everybody, well, not everybody, but a good chunk of our society made a dash for it and panicked there. But food's there. We were just in Trader Joe's, and they had food. We were in the local market behind our home. They had food. And we're happy with what we've been provided and given from our distributors.
Well, so, Bill, you always say that, you know, a lot of colds and flus and all come from
fungus
in our systems. And when I was there yesterday, one of the ladies at the counter said that there's an oil. It comes in an eyedropper, and you drop, you know, 8 or so drops into whatever juice you're drinking, and will help you with that fungus.
That's oregano and olive leaf oil. Remember, according to Dr.
It's something a little different because I've got the oregano leaf oil. Boy, that is so hard, Bill, to get down.
Oh, it's the soursop, Jeff. That's the soursop. Yeah, remember, fungus and parasites are the basis of all maladies.
Right.
It's even parasites can develop from fungus. And Dr. Doug Kaufman, MD, PhD, Doctor of Medicine, Doctor of Philosophy, his complete hypothesis is based on fungus and parasites being the basis of all maladies. You can concur and Google his website, which is www.knowthecause.com. Get on his blog, plug into him, listen to what he's got to say. It's real. It's effective. And testimonial after testimonial has proven this.
You must get a lot of people coming in. I mean, obviously, there's no vaccine for COVID-19. People coming in and say, what kind of remedies can I do to, one, offset it like we've been talking about? But once you do get symptoms, what do you tell them? I mean, obviously, if they're really symptomatic, go to the hospital. But if they've got light symptoms, what do you tell them?
Well, the go-to thing is the soursop right away, which is guanabana in Spanish. Soursop is powerful. We have the iodine. We have a lot of products, the chlorella, the vitamin C, 5-10,000 milligrams a day. And every day you want to take, whether we're in the virus issue here or not, something that combats fungus and parasites. So you've got caprylic acid, you've got grapeseed extract, the oregano, olive leaf oil, garlic, vitamin C, even carrots has an ingredient that destroys the cell of the Candida albicans. And fungus grows in the blood. You can't see it with the naked eye. Even the eyes, the vitreous humor in the eyeball, the liquid in the eye, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, heat, food, and the way the fungus grows. So we have to take something that combats fungus. Now, that said, high pH waters. Remember, pH stands for potential hydrogen. You're alkalining the acidity in the stomach, and you're oxygenating the cells. There's the oxygen again.
I've often been told that you can drink your body weight in ounces per day. Is that the rule of thumb?
I believe it's half your body weight in ounces.
Half your body weight. That's what I meant to say. So
if I
weigh 400 pounds, I can drink 200 ounces. No, I'm about 200 pounds. I can drink about 100 ounces. And that should obviously...
You're breaking that up throughout the day.
Obviously that should be broken up because... Can you get water toxicity if you drink all of that in one sitting?
I would imagine. And who could be able to do that, really? That's a lot, don't you think? I'm always between the 140 and 150 range, I'll say out loud to whoever's listening. I'm solid. and I don't have a problem with if you're drinking 8 ounces or approximately a cup to... 2 cups in a sitting. I wake up upon rising. I love to have a nice cup or two of water upon rising on an empty stomach.
That's important. And that's throughout the course of the day. You know, we're about 400 feet above sea level, in some areas up to 150 feet below sea levels here in the desert. So the barometric pressure does affect it. It's great for respiratory issues. By the way, bad cough, bronchitis, a bushel of
radishes,
chop them up, Jeff, 4.5 cups of water, bring them to a boil and drink 4 cups of that. That combats cough and bronchitis and heavy coughs.
He meant to say a bunch, not a bushel.
Yeah. A bunch. Yeah, and it's organic. You want organic.
A bunch.
There's the Mexican in me here, won't you? You want organic. That's always, if you can, it's organic. And, Jeff, it's the high pH water. Drink a lot of the Fiji water. If you look at the back, it's 7.8 pH. Remember, oxygen combats virus and infection. You want to take, again, I can't say it enough, the chlorella. The iodine is powerful, kills viruses also and infection.
The moringa powder.
The moringa powder is powerful. You can mix that in there as well. The moringa seeds, the soursop. We have guanabana. We have the leaves to be drinking the tea. You should be drinking the tea all day. Even toddlers can drink it.
And those essential oils, they are so powerful. Some of them kill MRSA. You can rub them on the bottom of your feet, and they're so powerful, a drop. Two of those brands, Young Living and doTERRA, they're edible. They're food-grade quality. We can drink them. We can rub them on our bodies. Sylvia and some of our other staff in the store are so knowledgeable about the oils.
We've been talking.
Also, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you're wearing face masks, put a drop or two of clove essential oil on your face mask, or a drop or two of the seeds essential oil in your face mask.
Eucalyptus.
Nothing will live in that environment.
We've been talking with Adila Campas, Nature's Health Food and Cafe at 555 South Sunrise Way. Give us the website.
We are at natureshealthfoodcafe.com. We are located on the southwest corner of Sunrise and Ramon in Palm Springs, California.
And we love you guys. You're always giving us the best health tips. We will see you again soon.
Yes.
All right. Stay healthy. See you later.
You too. In our next segment, we'll have Craig Johnson, the Assistant Executive Director for JFS Desert. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hocker, on iHub Radio.
We've been dedicating this show to talk to restaurants and to see how they've changed their business model in the days of COVID-19. As of Tuesday this last morning, Riverside County Public Health Officer Dr. Cameron Kaiser said it has become a virtual necessity for restaurants to operate as takeout only, citing shelter-in-place orders in the Bay Area. He said community spread is imminent without immediate intervention. So we're all kind of, you know, working within the guidelines and trying to keep our business going. But also, as we deal with this, there's a lot of anxiety and people really wondering. You know, we're getting lots of different information, and, you know, we're not sure what to do. So with us now is Craig Johnson. He's the Assistant Executive Director for JFS Desert that does a lot of counseling. How you doing today, Craig?
I'm well, Jeff. Thank you very much.
So give us an idea how your business has changed over the last couple weeks to really continue the quality services that you offer.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. We've gone through dramatic changes just in the last 3 days. We have basically converted our programming to completely 100% telehealth provision, if you will. So our counseling, which was available in our Palm Springs office, that's now available via computer, via smartphone, via a laptop. If people are interested in connecting to our counselors, they simply need to give our main office phone number a call. That's 760-325-4088. What we've done, now that the office is closed, all the staff is telecommuting, all of the therapists are now offering telehealth services. So we've just left on the answering service. So people give us a call, they'll let the answering service know exactly what the nature of the call is for, and that will be forwarded to the appropriate staff person. So we are up and running. Counseling is available. Our case management is still available. Case management that includes emergency financial assistance, again, for those people who are struggling to pay rent. And we know those numbers are going to go up, unfortunately, with all the closures and with all the shutdowns. We know there's going to be increased need. Go ahead.
Hasn't the government, though, mandated that you cannot kick them out of their apartment? You can't be evicted?
Thankfully, yes. Exactly right. So evictions now are on hiatus. No evictions are allowed, thankfully. And then agencies like Southern California Edison have committed to not turning off anyone's services during these times. So the community is standing up and doing what is right. The government is standing up and doing what is right as it relates to, you know, not kicking anyone out of their apartment or their house. Continuing with services like CalFresh and waiving any of the sign-up requirements for those already on the program. So there's a 90-day. You have to re-up every 90 days. The government has waived that need, and so services will not be interrupted at all. So there are a lot of agencies stepping up, coming together to continue to provide the community the services that we need.
So during times like this, the anxiety grows exponentially, especially when it relates to stay in place, where people basically are quarantining themselves in their house. Give us an idea of some of the resources that people can tap into if they really need emergency help.
Well, if we're talking then behavioral health, you know, obviously JFS, as I mentioned, our counseling services are still available.
Right.
There are other agencies that, and quite honestly, I have not caught up with other agencies that also provide counseling to know what they're doing. I believe the county is offering telehealth services for those county clients. But a lot of of the electronic communications are now coming online. And it's interesting in that I would believe us and other agencies had been considering and dabbling with it and playing with the idea have now been basically forced to convert or pay the consequences for not being able to provide services remotely. But it's also an opportunity for the community to step up. While JFS has made some significant changes, it has also led to a relatively dramatic decrease in our services, which means a decrease in amount of income coming in. So we know we're going to be hurting as an agency here. We're currently burning through our cash reserves. We want to maintain our services with the community. We also want to maintain our current level of employees. We don't want employees suffering the consequences because of this. And so it is an opportunity for the community to support our agency and other agencies that are doing its best to continue to provide emergency services for those most vulnerable in our community. But we're going to need the support as well. So I would encourage your listeners, whether it be certainly to support JFS, but there are other agencies, you know, Find Food Bank comes to mind, Martha's, CVRM, The Well. There are many agencies doing a lot of wonderful things to support the community, but we need the community's help. So I would encourage you to give us a call and help us out.
And for ways to give, you can go to jfsdesert.org. What I was referring to a little bit earlier, you guys had sent out a statement basically giving a couple different phone numbers. If you do have a crisis situation and you need urgent care, one, if you have a medical emergency, call 911 or go to your local emergency room. Suicide hotline, 1-800-273-8255, or you can go to your local 24-hour mental health clinic. In this community in Palm Springs, it's RI International Crisis Urgent Care. They're open 24 hours a day, 2500 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. So, you know, as we go through this COVID-19, I mean, you know, as you're saying, you know, you're really changing your business model. What do you see happening in the next 2 to 4 weeks as far as the need and demand on counseling?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, Jeff, if we knew that answer, we would be able to bottle it and sell it to millions of people who are looking for what's coming next. We honestly don't know what to expect in the way of the pandemic. You know, we are doing our part in promoting sheltering in place, working remotely, et cetera, but we don't know what to expect during that time period. We are hopeful that we as a country and we as the world are able to overcome the pandemic as quickly as possible and, you know, as safely as possible. But we just don't know. We know that there's going to be increased need and we stand ready to help.
So, Craig, give us the phone number and website again.
760-325-4088. And you'll just be asked to leave a message for whatever your need is. And the website is www.jfsdesert.org.
And on the website, there's many ways that you can give. Click on all the different links and make sure you give generously to JFS Desert. Thank you for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for the opportunity. Be well.
Well, and you as well. Well, thank you for all of our guests today. Andy Mahaffey from Rick's Restaurant, Willie Ryan from 849, Bill De La Campa and his wife from Nature's Health Food, and Craig Johnson from JFS Desert. You've been listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.